Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Sunday, the 10th of May. Okay, all about fantasy football this week. We, as I mentioned, have launched or are launching a fantasy football competition, all free to enter. First prize will be a membership to Ultimate. As I said, Chrissy Spreadsheets and Ryan have put this together. I've had very little to do with it other than sort of saying, yeah, let's do it. It basically is a 38 game season, which is off a database which you can download and have a look. All the teams are named after dogs so that we don't get any copyright issues with using team names or anything. But there is a video on site which gives you a brief explanation of it, which is ftsincome.co.uk/free-betting-simulator/introduction. ftsincome.co.uk/free-betting-simulator/introduction. And all you need to do is log in. You do must be registered on FTS just for it to work. So you just sign up and log in, and then that will enable you to play. The fixtures are all on site for the whole 38 games. So basically, once you've registered and logged in, watch the video, then there's a button at the bottom that says click play now. That will take you to the playing page, which is just ftsincome.co.uk/free-betting-simulator. Everybody gets a 1,000-point bank. The fixtures are all loaded up with the markets and prices, so you literally will, it's just accordion drop down. So click the plus next to the date, click the plus next to the fixture, and it'll open those markets. You literally click a selection. You can back home, draw away, back both teams to score. Yes, you can back over 0.5 through to over 5.5. That's the markets we've got for every game. There's a bet slip tab then, which will show the bet slips you've got waiting. There's a leaderboard tab, which we will update every day. And a results tab where we will update each day's match results. And there is a historical data tab where you can download the database of fixtures. So basically you research it like you would anything else. Place your bets through the week. Through the month, sorry, we're running it for 38 days, so in effect it's a 38 game season. And check back every day, and you must bet on fixtures by 9 p.m. that evening. 9 p.m. they will disappear. So if you want to bet on any day, it's 9 p.m. The criteria to be eligible to win, you've got to play for at least 20 of the 38 days, and you must have at least 50 bets. And if you do that and you come out in front, we'll give you free Ultimate membership. As I say, it is just a bit of fun, but it's just to get you using historical data, having a look, understanding prices. There are angles built into the different markets with the pricing, so some are better than others. You need to have a look. Of course, you can just go on and click anything, but the idea is to try and get you having a little bit of a scout around at no risk. You've got a £3,000 bank. And as I say, do that. So please do enter and spread the word. We like to get as many people playing as possible just to see how it all goes, really. First time we've done it, so we'd like to get a good turnout. So if you could share the link, as I say, there's no catch, anybody, no cost. All they've got to do is register and play the game. So enjoy that. So have a good Sunday. I've got other bits to do. What am I doing? Right, Belarus today. We have got the stat of the day is from Belarus, and it is over 1.5 in the Brest versus Dynamo Minsk game. So if that is 0-0 round about 25 minutes, start drip backing over 1.5 goals, Brest versus Dynamo Minsk. Remove your liability on a goal. So I've got Winston attacking me again now. Dynamo Brest versus Dynamo Minsk at 6 o'clock this evening. Remove over 1.5, 25 minutes, start drip backing it, and then remove your liability on a goal. Book of the day. Book of the day is Outliers, he says, trying to find it. Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. This is about success, really, and what makes people successful. Why do people achieve more than others? And he looks at sort of people like Bill Gates and athletes and rock stars. Malcolm Gladwell, Outliers, very interesting book about what makes people successful. Might surprise some people. I suggest you read that one. That's one of the better ones. Good one. Malcolm Gladwell, Outliers. And recipes, I see barbecue season we're getting into. I see the country starting to fall apart with all the parties and everything over the last couple of days. Even one of my best mates was sending me pictures yesterday of a street party they were having. I don't find it remotely amusing. I just think it's staggering. You've got people burying people, and they can only have five or six people at a funeral. And for some reason, the rest of the country think it's okay to have parties and that there's nothing happening. You've got nearly, 100 NHS staff dying. Absolute joke. Absolute parasites. Absolute nonsense. It really is. So have your barbecue at home and do some cider-soaked barbecue pork kebabs. Get some pork fillet, just cut it into cubes, get it in a bottle of apple cider, none of this fruit stuff. You can use something like cedra or any type of cider, really. Just full bottle of that in a bowl. Put in some maple syrup, about 3 or 4 tablespoons of maple syrup, some thyme, some cloves of garlic, and get some apples and slice up and put in there as well, and throw the pork in there and leave it overnight, a bit of salt and pepper, and then when you're ready to go next day, discard the fluid, just keep the pork, and thread it on with some vegetables such as shallots, red peppers, courgettes, just alternating between the three. Red onion's good as well. Just spray it with a bit of brush and with a bit of oil, or spray them with a bit of oil, and barbecue for 15 minutes or so, and you've got beautiful cider soaked barbecue pork kebabs in your back garden without anybody else getting near you or infected. Right, crack on and enjoy your Sunday. I've got bits to do today. I've got family calls and stuff like that. And I'll be back with you tomorrow. Stay safe. And please do, if you're on Twitter and things and you see the fantasy football, one, please do enter. And two, if you wouldn't mind, I don't often ask, but if people could tweet and retweet it and forward it and share it. Just for the guys who've put a lot of effort in, I'd like to get as many people involved as possible. Right, have a lovely Sunday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning.